God. Thank you, brother. All right, please be seated. Wow. I think we could say amen and move on, huh? Have refreshments. What a wonderful topic to get into. The joy of the Lord is whose strength? Our strength. I mean, that's a huge verse, isn't it? The joy of the Lord is your strength. By the way, what I'm going to share with you as far as notes and things is page 3 in the newsletter. So you should have a newsletter there if you want to use that. Maybe take some other notes along with this. That would be great. You know, outside of the love of God, there's no greater feeling than the joy of the Lord. No greater feeling outside of love than the joy of the Lord. So what is joy? What is joy? So I've got my definition. There's so many of them out there. So I put together my definition. This is the exhaustive definition of joy, according to Bob. So, joy is that inside deep feeling of great pleasure and happiness. It is the result of some notable accomplishment that you have done or someone else has done on your behalf. It is long-lasting and cannot be matched by any other feeling outside of the love of God. Now, there's two great verses, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We've heard that one quite a bit already this morning. There's another great verse, Psalm 16:11. And in the ESV translation, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of what? Joy. Fullness of joy. In the presence of God. Most people think if God's around, they get a little skittish, you know, right? They start thinking negatively. They start thinking about the negative things they've done. God's not like that. If you're in His presence, there's joy. There's that great, great feeling. So what we need to do is let go of the thinking in our minds that is any less. The old man, the renewed mind, we talk about the renewed mind, we put off the old man, put on the new, right? The new man, you know where the new man likes to be? In the presence of the Lord, right? He's always thinking about the Heavenly Father being with him, right? Oh my goodness, yeah, because that's where the great joy is. So if in your thinking as you live, moment by moment, day by day, think about what you are thinking. Now, if your mind is going haywire and the things in the news, is Trump going to talk to those North Koreans or not? You know, all these things here going on. But if we can think what God's Word says and who we are as children of God, right? We're children of God. And the Father loves to be in the presence of His kids, doesn't He? Amen. And the kids like to be in the presence of Him. So it's a good challenge. I was challenged a few days ago in my mind. I was kind of getting thinking negative and stuff like that. And then I thought about, hey, I'm going to be teaching on the joy of the Lord. So what's going on here? Yeah, I had a battle in my mind. You know what? I won that battle. Amen. How can I get the joy in my heart and mind so that when I am attacked and think anything other, that I can take my mind and get back to the joy of the Lord? So I've got some keys for you to help you abound with the joy of the Lord. All right? The first one is let go and let God work in you. Doggone it, God's word is true, right? So, confess that. know, Paula was ministering to Ted. She just banked on it, on the Word. She confessed the Word. She believed the Word. If you have joy in your life, what other attributes are going on probably in your mind? If you are joyous about the things of God, what kind of thankfulness, right? So your thankful heart. You think you got a little confidence?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Have you ever seen an athlete that's fearful be successful? No. But those athletes that know, they've got it, man. Bring it on. I've got it. You know, they go into the competition with a little joy because they know they got it. They have that attitude. So let's think about that. Let's think about that God is in us working, all right? God is in us working. So we have to think about that. Let God work in your heart. Number two, abide in the Father's love, doing His will. John 15, verses 10 and 11. Abide in His love, the Father's love, that my, Jesus' joy, might remain in you, and that your joy may be three-quarters full? No, it may be full. We're talking about up to the brim here, all right? We're talking up to the brim, full-on joy. That's the desire of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you. Our Heavenly Father, same thing. He wants that joy living in you. So we want to abide, put ourselves in a position that we're in doing the Father's will. Now, in that section of verse there, it talks about commandments. You know, following the commandments, because that's the Father's will, His commandments. Now, we're in the grace period, right? So we're not under the law. So, what are some of the things that we're going to be thinking about that's the will of God? What's 1 John 3, 1? Now, we are the sons of God. Not later on. Now. Now we are the sons of God. See, these are the commandments. God wants us to be more than a conqueror. See, these are the kind of things God wants for us. And these are the things that we think about. We abide in His love by doing His will. We do what God has called us to do. So, number three. Operate the manifestations of Holy Spirit in your life to receive the fruit. There's nine fruit, right? Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and a bunch of other great things. So, how do you get that, the fruit of the Spirit? You have to work that Spirit, operate that Spirit, right? You work with that orange tree. I got in this orange tree, and I got to work with it. I've got to get the weeds out so they don't steal the nutriments that belong to the oranges, the little ones that are growing on there. And you fertilize it and water it. You take care of it. You trim it out so that you'll get the fruit. See, we operate the Spirit of God, and as we operate the Spirit of God, as we speak in tongues much, right? We minister healing. We walk by the Spirit. We listen for God's voice. We follow God's voice. When we do the manifestations of Holy Spirit, the result is the fruit. And one of the fruit is joy. Joy, that deep feeling of inside, of good pleasure, of happiness. Happiness is kind of fleeting, isn't it? You know, if you're a sports fan, and Oklahoma wins, you're happy for until the next game. Yeah. Happiness is fine, but joy goes much deeper, right? Goes much deeper. What happened if they would lose?
They don't.
I know. I know. This is just if.
There we go. There you go.
If. Is that going to ruin your day? Now, you know, it does for a lot of people in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But if you're born again of God's Spirit, no. No, it's a game. Yeah, I get excited. I'm blessed to be a part of that culture and time and stuff like that. But my culture, main culture, is my fellowship with the Heavenly Father, the family of God. Whew. So, number four, helping others build their faith or their believing. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, your believing, what do I do? Get bummed out? No, joy. I joy and rejoice with you all. Rejoice is having joy over and over and over again. So to be able to help God's people or anybody, to help them with the things of God so they can believe God more or bigger, is a great joy producer. You feel good. You help a lady, an old lady cross the street. How do you feel? You feel kind of good. You helped somebody. You went outside of yourself to bless somebody. Boy, spiritually it works big time. To be able to help people with the things of God so that they can believe, get born again, be able to see their lives bigger. What a privilege that is. You should feel so good about that. You know, think about people that you've touched, their lives that you've touched, where they maybe have gotten born again or they spoke in tongues for the first time. Those are the great successes in life that really should have great joy in your heart because of that. That's what really counts in life. Hey, when Christ comes back, what counts? Well, being born again, because you get in, that's the ticket in the door. But what is God going to look at once you're in the door? What you've done for Him. Talks about in the Bible, the Word of God rewards, right? Oh, yeah, big time. So helping others, man, that's a great way to build joy in your life. Wow. And for this same cause, also do ye joy and rejoice with me. So think about that. You know, sometimes you get bummed out by different circumstances. Well, grab your mind and think about the great things you've done for our Heavenly Father. Maybe better yet, do something new. You know, take some step out and say, man, I'm kind of getting bummed out here. I'm going to go out and bless somebody. Like Barney was saying, let's make a point to minister to somebody this week. So that's neat. That is neat. Well, number five, a great joy producer is holding forth the words of life. And this is in Philippians as well. And this, what you have in your notes there in the newsletter, holding forth the word of life that I may what? Rejoice in the day of the Lord. That's what we just talked about, right? When Christ comes back, what you're going to rejoice about are the things that you did for Him. Holding forth the word of life. The day of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Every time you teach or share the scriptures, you're doing the good works. You're holding forth the words of life. It's a big deal. It's huge. It's huge. And I've always said this. The greatest thing you could ever do for somebody is to help them get born again of God's Spirit. From death unto life. Just like that fella I was talking about, Paul, ministering to this man who had, you know, his God was Allah. He didn't know Jesus Christ. But boy, some seeds were sown there. The greatest thing that's ever going to happen in that man's life is to get born again of God's Spirit. And for you to help somebody do that, there's nothing greater that you can do. You could build hospitals and give millions of dollars away, do all these great works, but the greatest work you can do is help somebody get in the family of God. Yeah. I want you to go to the book of Acts. There's some notes in here, but let's take a look in your Bibles in the book of Acts here. And chapter 13. In chapter 13, you know, we're Acts now, right? Living the book of Acts today. But look how they were living it in their day. So we'll pick it up in verse 48. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. What does that mean, waxed bold? They spoke up. They were into it. They spoke up and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. I mean, they were talking to the Jews, and they didn't want it. Verse 47, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Wow, people got born again. The Gentiles got turned on. They got eternal life, verse 49, and the word of the Lord was published throughout the region. They got the word out big time. But, the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. And they left there just so upset. We did a horrible job. Oh, what a horrible thing we did. How did they respond to the persecution? Because you're going to get it. If you step out for God, you're going to get a little pressure. It's a guarantee. So how are you going to respond to the pressure, the persecution, however it may be? Pretty heavy persecution here. You get the leaders of the city to come down upon you to bump you out. No. Okay. But what did they do? What did they do? They shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were so bummed out because they were persecuted. No, the disciples were filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. Oh my golly. Where were their head? Their head was at the joy of the opportunity we had to minister, to help these people. Wow. We got persecuted, but what a privilege to be persecuted for the Lord Jesus Christ. So they shook the dust off their feet. I'm going to go speak the word somebody else. Right? Well, we've got to do that in our life. We've got to, things are attacking us. We're being persecuted in different ways. We got to shake the dust off, right? And you know what I thought about? I thought about bringing you some dust today. And if you've got some problems and persecution where you're just not moving or anything, I've got the dust you can put on your feet and shake it off and move on. Okay? Yeah. All right. So see me after the fellowship. I'll give you some dust. Boy, was that corny or what? Hey, these are pretty good points to produce joy in your life, right? To let go and let God work in your life. To abide in His love, doing the will of God. operating the manifestations all the time, speaking in tongues much, helping other people believe, and then holding forth the words of life. You're not responsible for what people respond, how they respond to it, are you? But we do have the privilege and responsibility to hold forth the words of life. Yeah. You know, and if you get a little persecution, what do? Shake the dust off. Move on with what? Joy in your life. Okay? All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege we have to live this lifestyle that you so ingrained your love toward us that we can have the joy of the Lord abiding in the depths of our hearts, Father. That we can do these great things that you've called us to do so that we can bless other people. That we can bless you, Father, and praise you, as we heard in the manifestations. To recognize you in the priorities of our life, first and foremost. So we do love you, Father, and thank you for the privilege to be your kids. We pray and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 All right.